I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. Today, I'm thinking about the concept of gaslighting and the cruelty that goes with it. And it's a subject and a term that's become more popular in society over the last few years. It's been around forever. And we were talking about it because so often in the workplace and in our lives, we think about unhealthy conflict and people being difficult on each other or being too emotional or being harsh. But in my career, I found that far, far, far more common in business and in life, people are not overtly angry at each other. They are often what I would consider to be passive aggressive. And the most powerfully destructive way to be passive aggressive, I think the cruelest way to do that is something called gaslighting. And it comes from a movie called, I think it's called The Gaslight. And it's about when we tell somebody that their perspective, their emotions, their viewpoint on things is wrong and that they're kind of crazy. And it kind of questions their sanity and makes them question who they are. And it happens more and more and more these days as fewer people are very confrontive and more people are more passive aggressive. And I think it's dangerous.
It's horrible. You know, in the movie, this husband was turning the light down in the house very slowly, very subtly each day. And as the woman was saying, is something wrong with the lights in the house? No. I think maybe it's your eyes. And then he eventually convinced her she was crazy and she ended up in an insane asylum, right? This is gaslighting. It's a great summary of what that is. And it's to bypass direct conflict and say, are you crazy? Something wrong with you? Now, how do you respond to this? It's a really subtle thing. I think usually when people are doing it, they don't know that they're doing it to you. How do you respond when you're being gaslit? And I would say, Pat, one of the most important things is to be very direct in response to it. I love one scripture where Jesus is in conflict and a man hit him. And his response is very simply, why did you hit me? Why did you strike me? If someone's gaslighting, just to go straight at it, at the heart of what they're doing. You're doing X to me. Why are you doing this? Are you trying to make me feel crazy?
Exactly. And when this comes from somebody who is supposed, Jesus was confronted by somebody who knew was opposing him. And I love the way he did that. That was when he was on trial, but before the Sanhedrin, I believe, before he got put to death. But when this happens in the workplace or in a relationship of trust, we have to ask ourselves, I need to be in relationships where I can trust people. And if somebody's willing to gaslight me, and they're willing to say that I'm crazy and not even acknowledge my thoughts about this, that I might need to question whether or not this is a trusting relationship that I can do going forward. Gaslighting is a good sign that somebody might not be worthy of trust.
Mm. Well, let's pray. Lord, help us to uphold our own dignity by recognizing if someone is gaslighting us. And help us to respond with the directness that you showed when you were on trial, to be direct, to set things right, and to uphold our dignity. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.